see how this works.
How does my fabulous voice sound?
It sounds fabulous, Chuck.
Cosmic Slop.
Sounds a little muffled, but I think we can live with it.
All right, I'll speak more and enunciate more clearly. That was Tissue Tigers by XTC.
Correct.
Is it credited to XTC, or is that one of those pseudonymous
things? It's XTC. It's credited to XTC.
They did some pseudonymous things on a regular basis.
But I have to thank friend of Slop John Cass for making that available to me.
Dubbing you.
Made a dub of Beeswax, the XTC B-Sides album, 1977 to 1982, that came along with, or was designed in conjunction with Waxworks, which is the singles collection of early XTC.
So there's the goodies.
So there's the goodies right here.
Very nice. He's Joel, I'm Chuck. You've stepped in a pile of Cosmic Slop for a Sunday afternoon at 2 on Radio K. They let us loose with the record collection, and we flap our lips a lot. It's what goes on, and we're glad you consider it enough entertainment to actually stop your radio dial right about this point and listen.
Thanks for coming back to us this week. If you listened to us last week at the Minnesota State Fair, it was very exciting.
We had a great time.
Had a wonderful time.
And thank you to all involved who pulled off the technical wonder. Marty, wasn't that the name of the dude out at the fair? The guy who runs
I never caught his name. He was so busy doing a good job that I didn't catch who he was.
I knew it from an email and met him in briefly. But anyway, he's running the show on the ground. Radio K Pro and Ragram Director Superstar DJ Mark LaCroix was out there with Sarah as well. Mm-hmm. Mark Wheat in the studio. There were people. Stuart pulling administrative managed miracles in the background.
God, it's like the Jerry Lewis telephone, you know?
Yeah, thank Andy. Everybody for helping us out here.
It's really
seriously,
great
if you count
it.
Ellen, Joe, and Andy,
a lot of
Stuart,
it takes a mess
Mark,
of help to stand
Sarah,
along, Chuck.
Mark, Marty. You get up to 10 people it took to actually pull off all the
multiple
details.
Multiple Marks and Martys.
It's true.
Lots of M's.
Holy cow. Anyway, we had fun at the State Fair. And thanks again to Friends of Slop Ocean and Leslie for dropping by and providing us with an spontaneous interview that was of a high quality value.
Yep.
I learned things.
Mm-hmm. And Steve, the rubber policeman, stopped by.
Yes, he did.
We had lots of visitors. It was very, very nice.
Anyway, so thank you to anybody that stopped out and saw us at the fair. If you got suggestions for this week's show, we'd love to hear from you. 612-626-4770 is the number, or
1-800-626-4770 if you are a quote-unquote out of range or out of change.
You can go online to radiok.org. You can listen to us online. You can look at the website online. You can fact-check us and see if we're making stuff up online. But
you
most
can
importantly,
take Cosmic Slop with you wherever you go.
Yes, but most importantly, you can email us live requests from wherever you may be.
Request@radiok.org.
Request@radiok.org is the email line. It beeps in front of us right thusly.
That is the deal.
There. There's the calling card.
Nice.
There's the business.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up front. And, I don't know. We're just going to goof around.
Why not? It's our prerogative.
It is.
Welcome back, everybody who's going to school here at the U of M.
Life is in full effect on the campus.
All people wandering around in the middle of the street. There were bicycle cops ticketing people who were bicycling on the sidewalk.
Were there really?
Out. Yeah, so one afternoon.
So there was a first week smackdown to scare everybody.
A little bit of a smackdown. Not nearly enough of a smackdown.
Oh, okay.
In my opinion,
yes.
I'm that kind of guy. But it's nice that they're making at least the old college try.
Yep, and if you wanted, it would be fun to maybe look from an airplane or a helicopter, more accurately, to just look down at campus and just watch every 50 minutes at all the buildings empty, and then they all shrink up again. People go back inside.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands and thousands of new folks on campus, and we're speaking as an employee of the U, we'll do our best to point them in the right direction.
Old Radio K pal Ian Winarchik was on campus last
week.
Was
he now?
Yeah, he was selling posters.
Oh, the poster sale stuff.
The poster sale.
Good on you.
I went up to him and said, do you have any Kurt Cobains? So, oh, yeah, we got plenty. Oh, you have any shirtless men holding tiny babies?
Oh, please.
Oh, here, I'll go find them for you. He didn't know that I was being ironic. It's like, really want that. I just wanted to.
Have you got a picture of a dude in shades sitting in a large easy chair being blown away by the sound out of his stereo?
Yeah, you got Nighthawks at the diner with James Dean and Marilyn Monroe.
Bogart. Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
And who else? Elvis, probably.
Yeah.
Is that the other one?
Something like that. I don't know.
But
there was a lot of college stuff on effect.
I'm okay with the Nighthawks at the diner being turned into celebrities. I mean, that's kind of cute and all. I mean, I don't like it, but it doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. It's when they go and add the exterior neon to it that somehow so that you can put it on your wall and plug it in and then look at a piece of work altered to include pop culture icons and a neon light.
No, Nagel posters, they need the neon too, but added to it. Really adds that extra 80s touch. And the 80s are coming back, Chuck. They're making a comeback.
His name is Nagel, and his posters really sell. It's time for us to probably get on.
It is. It's time for us to get on with our thing. Sly and the Family Stone.
I love them to pieces.
Indeed. Early Sly and the Family Stone.
Of a funky variety? Of a rocky variety?
Kind of a funky / rocky variety.
Oh, he's really? Just, them doing a hybrid rock-funk thing?
Hybrid rock-funk. In the Bay Area.
How early? Which one did you pick?
I picked Underdog.
Oh,
off of
okay.
the first album. And it's one that the Dirt Bombs have done a cover of. If you're a fan of the Dirt Bombs, mm-hmm. you'll know this song. And they do a very raw and dirty cover version of it. This is Sly and the Family Stone original.
On Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K, right after this here thing, which we should have played a little while ago.
Radio K is supported in part by Metro Transit. Metro Transit is so easy, everyone wants to ride. Buses and light rail trains are fast and reliable, providing a convenient way to get where you want to go. To discover for yourself how simple taking the train and bus can be, dial 1-800-NEW-RIDER or visit metrotransit.org. Metro Transit will help you plan your trip. Metro Transit. Hop on.
you know. Pretty soon I'll be gone. Yeah. I can buy the bread, but I'm gonna have enough to
go to work, go to work, go to work.
Have enough strength to go back to work tomorrow. Got a big enough bread to buy the bread. Have enough strength to go back to work another day, yeah. Same old whiskey, no man, cold blooded. Hey now, same old me, same old stuff, same old whiskey, no man, cold blooded. Yeah, they ask me what's happening. Tell you nothing to it.
Same old
whiskey, no man, cold blooded. Ask me what's going on, and you wonder how I be good. I don't know. They're gonna take it.
freeze frame at the end of the credits.
That is so movie music. I mean, it is really,
and literally and figuratively. That's Laura Branigan, the lucky one.
Yes.
The late Laura Branigan, we talked about her a couple of weeks ago and finally got her out to hit some music.
She passed away unexpectedly. Joel went digging deeper into the catalog.
Yeah, I did.
And that was actually, you could technically say sort of the end of a run. Her initial chart run of success. That was a number 20 hit for what year? 84. But yeah, what's an Uncommon Love?
An Uncommon Love with a teenage Helen Hunt and an not-so-teenage Barry Bostwick, I believe, as her high school teacher. It's a girl who is a call girl on the side. And
while going to high school?
While going to high school and enters into a relationship with her teacher. Or principal or something like that. I don't know. But one of those movie of the week kind of things. It was a made-for-TV film, and that was the theme song from An Uncommon Love.
Yes, and in the lyrics not all too subtle. You take what you want and you don't think twice. that's for people who think Hot Child in the City was a little too abstract. You weren't really sure what they were getting at in Hot Child in the City. This one.
Add the new wave vocoder sound.
That lucky one. That sounds so much like... It's
the 80s. They're making a comeback, Chuck.
Are they? The kids like them. They like the 80s.
They love the 80s.
Yeah, I know. It's all getting it's what's old is new again. It comes around and round. I'm really looking forward to, when I am a very old man, the forthcoming of the disco era.
You know, I don't.
I want to enjoy disco.
Anytime the tube tops come around, I don't mind.
Yeah,
I'm happy with the leg warmers.
Spaghetti straps
and leg warmers. You know, the off the shoulder flash dance.
The workout
thing.
Wear.
The workout wear. Nothing wrong with that.
The Belinda Carlisle shoulder drop.
Yeah, the Kim Richards from Tough Turf crimping iron ponytail off the top of the head look.
See, I had a thing for Kim Richards from Tough Turf.
Who didn't?
But the crimped hair never did it for me. I never had a crush on a crimped hair girl. The lucky one. Bolton wrote some of Branigan's hits, some of his
Michael
initial
Bulletin?
Songwriting success. Yes, Michael Bulletin. I was very curious. I'm curious to see who takes credit for the lucky one. What else did we play?
We played Dr. John, a song called Same Old, Same Old.
Same Old, Same Old from the Right Place, Wrong Time record. And it's just good stuff. The Meters are his backing band. How bad can you get when you're Funky New Orleans keyboard dude and you get the Meters to be your backing band? And Alan Toussaint produces.
Sly and the Family Stone started things off with Underdog.
A very good song. I want to know if anybody knows the phrase. It's a song title. It's also the name of an anthology for Dr. John. Moscocious. I've been teaching my kid to say Moscocious. I have a cat puppet, and the voice of the cat is suddenly morphed into Dr. John lately, and the cat prompts the kid to say Moscocious. But my question is, Mo, meaning more. Scotius is an abbreviation of...
Precocious.
Precocious?
Mo? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I'm asking. I felt sort of ignorant. I did some initial poking around lazily, and went, I don't know. I guess I don't know. Doesn't sound dirty or wrong.
Mm-mm.
But what's Scotius? I tried looking for lyrics for the song, even. The specific Dr. John song, Moscocious.
So there's no online explanation of it anymore?
I couldn't come up with one in fast enough to sate my fleeting attention span. But if anybody knows what Scotius is an abbreviation of in Moscocious, let me know. I'm very curious. 612-626-4770. Because if it's dirty, I don't want my kids saying it.
Could be, you know, an abbreviation for... Nacogdoches, which is, you know, pronounced Nacogdoche, actually. So.
Yeah.
It's not, it's different.
I don't know!
I do know that Cliff Richard is a little in love.
He's always a little in love. This one's fine from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
This one's catchy and not played as much, and it sort of has a guitar that sort of sounds like a sitar. Sort of. But
it's Cliff. He's tailoring his sound for the American market. He never hit it real big here, and he is resentful of that to this day.
That's right.
It's like Bobby Sherman being resentful that he didn't have more of a career. It's Cliff Richard is one of those guys. It's like, I conquered the world, except for America. What's wrong?
What's wrong?
What's with those people?
Why don't they like me? Robbie Williams has that thought sometimes, I think.
He does.
But
Robbie Williams
he
is
seems
awesome.
Like a
Cliff
far,
Richard,
he seems
so.
Like a far more level-headed dude.
He's not taking it too seriously. Sir Cliff...
takes himself very seriously.
And he's turning into Julio Iglesias. The amount of leather stretching plastic surgery that Cliff Richard has subjected himself
plus,
to.
Plus tanning treatments. The combination of it.
Mm-hmm. No, and they will eventually all look like Lon Chaney in the Phantom of the Opera at some point. they're getting to that point. The cheekbones are starting to protrude.
It all goes, it's all becomes, oh, damn it, what's her name? What's the woman from Brazil? She's the actress.
Oh, Catherine Hellman.
Catherine Hellman, mm-hmm. when she gets the plastic. They're pretty much... It hurts. The scene in Brazil where they're just saran wrapping your face violently is it pretty much that flashes. Whenever we have a discussion about somebody's bizarre skin or face treatments, I always have a flash in my brain of with the plastic going on her face.
Wrap, stretch.
To which end, I might recommend the not-for-profit website goodplasticsurgery.com.
Oh, okay.
In which you can see people who say, check out celebrity before after, see what they've had done.
Meg Ryan.
She went and destroyed herself.
She really did. And so sad. Lorraine Newman.
Look,
she quote-unquote fixed her nose, and oh, my God. She was so cute before.
That's the Jennifer Grey business.
That's the Jennifer Grey business. She was, what's with these people?
You never know.
I don't get it.
Oh, well, who's the other? Oh, Ron Palillo. Epstein. Mm-hmm. Not Epstein. Arnold Horshack from Welcome Back, Kotter. Mm-hmm. Had the nose fixed. And
then he goes and gets pounded by Screech and...
Yep.
Subjecting those tens of thousands of dollars of worth of work on his face to Screech pounding, and it was very, very sad. A little Horseshack getting beaten on by Dustin Diamond.
Having said all that, I still refuse to watch Miami Slice, the creepy show.
That was on this morning.
No, I will not watch.
After the Queer Eye UK, it's
I will not watch any of that.
No, but as I said before,
Cliff
Richard is a little in love. He's a lot under the knife. But back in the 80s, he was a little in love. So we'll play that, won't we?
One of the bigger follow-up, probably the big follow-up to We Don't Talk Anymore. Mm-hmm. A couple years later, you get this one on Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
Understand the way you feel in just a minute.
nights together at the River Bay Inn. Backpack in Hilo, cross the Rio Grande.
Cats. That sounds great.
Phil and Don Everly and their heavy rock friends from 1970. Hello. Hello.
Way.
Is it on the album? Damn it. I'm going to guess 73. That's my guess. Is Dynaflex telling us anything?
Doesn't say, but if it's Dynaflex, it's somewhere between 72 and 75. That would be my guess.
Well, all right, I'll learn to type later. The Everly Brothers, Stories We Could Tell, an album in which they're hanging out with a whole lot of heavy friends. Delaney and Bonnie amongst them, including Delaney and Bonnie. Delaney
and
Bonnie.
Derek and the Dominoes types, too.
Bramlett.
Jim Gordon is playing on the record.
Everybody's
on this thing.
We got Crosby, we got Nash, we got John Sebastian. You got Ross Kunkel, you got Jim Gordon, Spooner Oldham, Warren Zevon, Rye Cooter, Waddy Wachtel, a session name I love saying out loud. Jeff Muldaur, who I believe is husband to Maria Muldaur.
Yeah, and John Phillips' furry hat is on.
There is a nice appearance of the hat there.
But it's covering up his helmet hair, whereas one of the Everlys is displaying the full helmet hair.
But let's see, where's the year on this sucker? Stories We Could Tell.
72.
Interesting stuff. There's a Kris Kristofferson song on here.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of interesting stuff. But anyway, the tune we played is called Del Rio Dan, and it's kind of neat. Nice song title, which is better than, I didn't like the sound of it, but I'm Tired of Singing My Song in Las Vegas is probably a slightly autobiographical vibe for them.
Could be.
Anyway, what else did we hear?
We heard Benny Mardonis, Into the Night, the pride of upstate New York.
By accident, you weren't going
to
play that.
Scarsdale or something? No, I wanted to play something else, but I made the same mistake twice. I made a mistake. I thought I was fixing it and went right back to where I was before. So, playing track 6 instead of track 5 got us Benny Mardonis's Into the Night.
Voila. There we go.
And boy, he really gets overwrought toward the end. He starts screaming and stuff. It's like, ah.
because he's Mardonis.
Nothing like those 16-year-olds, apparently, to get Benny Mardonis to scream. And Cliff Richard started things off with A Little in Love.
My favorite part of the song is always the same.
You are!
It's the part where you just eat.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah! Oh! Cliff. Sir Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Richard.
Good stuff.
Hey, I watched an old movie last night.
What'd you watch, Chuck?
Woman of the Year.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Something nudged us into realizing we hadn't watched most of the classic Hepburn and Tracy movies ever, so we picked them and watched Woman of the Year, which for an old movie is clocks in close to 2 hours. That's a good long movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of cute and very unusual. And it was all about an interesting thing about like a strong, independent woman, but then it sort of turned into a scolding of the strong, independent woman who has forgotten her wifely duties.
Right.
And at the very end, it tries to cut against what it was saying, and then it was wrapped up in an instant because apparently
like what kind
Tracy,
of message are
Tracy,
we trying to get across?
Yeah, and then Tracy then takes her personal assistant outside and apparently bashes a champagne bottle over his head and says, Gerald's been taken care of. Cast off. That's right. She was supposed to christen a ship with it.
Oh.
And it's like, the whole thing was like, I was like, okay.
No,
the independent woman's awesome. An independent woman maybe should know about the wifely duties. A little bit of hedging on what the message really was. And then quickly, instantaneously wrapped up by cracking over the head the guy who was the nominal busybody personal assistant / maybe gay guy to Catherine Hepburn.
The French Stewart character.
Yeah, exactly.
No. But really, if you hit somebody over the head with a champagne bottle, it's not the champagne bottle that's going to break.
No.
No, they're designed to contain incredible amounts of pressure there. Extremely strong, thick glass. If you hit somebody with a champagne bottle, they will get crowned. Yeah.
It's possible. It all took place off camera, of course, so we just heard the shatter.
Like, oh.
Perhaps Tracy just did the old street thug thing and just smashed it on the, broke it open on the thing.
Me?
And then you want a piece of me? And started threatening him with the pokey shards of the bottle.
Pokey shards.
Pokey shards, he was
a character actor in old Hollywood.
It's very true. He used to tour with Pig Meat Markham and Mom's Mabel. It was Pokey Shards.
Pokey Shards. Boy, he was the sidekick in old Westerns.
I don't know if it was a bad sort of video transfer I was watching, but the love scenes when she invites him up to her apartment, she's the aggressor,
right.
Which is, you know, we're trying to figure out what that would have been like to watch in 1942 to see, you know, a strong, independent woman be the aggressor, you know, in mainstream film. And
a whole lot of, ooh, no, you didn't, going on out in the...
But it was very, very dark. The love scenes were dark, dark, dark. It was, you could tell, it was kind of steamy. But then it was extremely shadowy. You're like, I think something's happening in there right now.
I can't tell. We need some fireworks to illuminate this scene.
Oh, there was so much Hollywood love string work going on. When there was somebody would swoon.
The swirling string.
But none of the slow pans over to the flowing curtains, however.
No, if you want to see an atypical, really super modern, mind-blowing old classic comedy film, watch The Awful Truth with Carol Lombard.
Okay.
It's from the late 30s, and it's number one in Technicolor.
Right.
Which is
unusual.
Stunning and gorgeous. But number two, it's really a weird kind of cynical movie. It's very funny.
One of those ones, if you try to adjust for the time period, you go like, how did this get made?
It's like, hey, you know, this...
What's the gist of it?
The gist of it is there's a small-town girl who is... misdiagnosed, as it turns out, by her doctor, that she only has a week to live or something. It becomes a cause célèbre in the newspapers.
Okay.
A New York newspaper bidding wars to get her to come to New York and you know, be their exclusive story. They'll show her a good time for her last week on Earth.
Right.
She finds out that she's not going to die, but everybody keeps up
the facade.
The charade, and it's really funny and very, it's a mean, mean movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you
ever see that, it comes on
me.
TCM from time to time. Check it out.
I'll punch it up.
Yes.
What are we going to play?
We are going to play Requested Bebop Deluxe.
Oh, yes. From a gentleman who called and asked us what the best food we ate at the fair is.
Uh-huh.
I voted for the sweet potato pie and vanilla ice cream I enjoyed last Saturday.
I like the Thai pork lettuce roll-up thing.
Mm-hmm. And the caller, he was a big fan of the walleye fries.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Those were very tasty as well.
Yes.
The fried walleye, A-OK. Grilled shrimp, also in the food building, very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
had some really tasty food experiences this time around.
My
and three, kind of three different forays into the cheese curd line.
My least satisfying food experience was the chocolate frozen custard.
It
I didn't enjoy so much.
Not
it,
so hot.
It needed more chocolate. It actually was far too chocolate-free for my taste.
Did you have the injection molded nitrogen ice cream?
No, I did not.
Oh. Mm. Let me tell you, Chuck.
Yeah.
That in the back corner of the food building, that's worth it. It's well worth it.
So,
but Fair Exchange by Bebop Deluxe, it's new wave sounding, although it's from the middle of the 70s.
Guitar hero Bill Nelson, guy who now super serves his fans by releasing an album every 3 hours.
Everything is collectible.
Yep.
Everything is limited edition. Everything sounds fairly similar, but it's a good sound.
If you like him, you can really like him because there's lots to like, and good luck in keeping up.
He'll keep you busy. This is Bebop Deluxe, Fair Exchange,
request on Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
Radio K is supported in part by Metro Transit. Metro Transit is so easy, everyone wants to ride. Buses and light rail trains are fast and reliable, providing a convenient way to get where you want to go. To discover for yourself how simple taking the train and bus can be, dial 1-800-NEW-RIDER or visit metrotransit.org. Metro Transit will help you plan your trip. Metro Transit. Hop on.
Thank you. that's all that it will ever be. I wish I had a time machine, I could make myself go back until the day I was born. And I would live my life again and rearrange it so
England Dan, oh, John Ford Coley.
Oh, they are smooth, aren't they?
Is that pre or post Fashion Prism?
I think that's pre Fashion.
Well, it sounds as though they've gone through the Fashion Prism.
See, I just back up from the Everly Brothers to the England
It may be before the Dr. Heckle.
Let's see, Love Is the Answer. Before the Fashion Prism by a couple of years. Fashion Prism album was 79. Sad to Belong goes back.
It's Sad to Belong. England Dan and John Ford Coley.
Which means we should bring up the Story Hill business, which we've never talked about on the air.
Uh-huh.
We never did.
Well, it's going to be a while before the record comes
out. But we'll give it the local push. But we'll come back to that in a second.
Okay, Can Do. Audience in the Middle. Produced by Gus Dudgeon.
Yep, I remember them.
Discovered, I believe, by Bernie Taupin. That was Indian Summer, little song by Audience.
They weren't terribly successful, but they were terribly pedigreed and hooked up and connected, and that's how they got their shot.
And they got a good sound.
They got their shot at fame. Mm-hmm. It just didn't come through for them.
Bebop Deluxe started things off with Fair Exchange.
Man.
By request.
Man, that's noodling. That's a whole lot of rock. That's a whole lot of...
I'm going to play my guitar in many different styles.
Hard rock noodling, not Jerry Garcia dead noodling. Mm-hmm. Not that kind of stuff.
That's like the middle part of a Yes concert.
Let's not... Which we were discussing in the music... I walked into a Yes discussion happening in the music office.
Wow, those... It was the same crowd that was in there when I was in there?
Chris and Thomas and, forgive me, I'm forgetting who the third guy was. No, Harding's gone.
Yeah, because it was Paul and Chris when I was in there.
No, it was Chris and Thomas and I forget who else was in there right now.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, they were discussing Yes, and apparently someone had played in a place in a time or something. I then said that we played Circus of Heaven for Friend of Slot John from the State Fair live last week as he requested.
Yes. And we also played the mall music from Dawn of the Dead while we were introducing ourselves.
I thought that's appropriate State Fair music.
It was.
So we mentioned the England Dan, John Ford Coley, a fine soft rock duo.
Yes.
A pair of dudes. Many folks, a lot of people wanted to repeat that Simon and Garfunkel magic, and all they really wanted to do was be the Everly Brothers, who we played earlier. Mm-hmm. But lots and lots of duos. Got your England Dan, John Ford Coley. You got your Seals and Crofts. You got your Brewer and Shipley. You got your
Fogelberg and Weisberg.
Your Bat Dorf and Rodney. Although you didn't hear a lot of Bat Dorf and Rodney around there.
No.
But all sorts of folks like that. And Joel and I were very, very humbled to be asked to...
Privileged, humbled, surprised, and...
Flattered.
Pleasantly...
Sucked up to.
Yeah, pleasantly shocked.
To write some liner notes for a CD that's kind of being sold at shows and is going to be coming around in next year. But it's liner notes for the local duo Story Hill, featuring... John Hermanson, who you may know from Alvastar and his own stuff, and John Cunningham. Oh, that's really bad to blow his name. It's John, and Hermanson and Chris. I'm forgetting. I think it's Cunningham. In any case, they recorded an album together as Story Hill, and they covered their favorite songwriter duos.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrote some liner notes about duos and some of those songs, and so did they. And it's a nice little "we love these old songs" kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And
loving tributes and a little bit of sociological analysis beforehand.
Yes, we tossed in. We took the nostalgic brainiac route for liner notes. But it's called Duo Tones, and it's a new album by Story Hill. And heavens,
it's got a cute little cover, and it's loaded with cute little covers. It's an
indeed it is.
It's an attractive little package.
So when it says Chuck and Joel of Radio K's Cosmic Slop Inside, it's the same Chuck and Joel of Radio K's Cosmic Slop that you're listening to right
exactly.
now. Anyway, thank
Just
you.
Just to let you know that that's coming down the pipe.
We hope everybody makes a million jillion dollars and becomes wildly famous as a result of it. But regardless, thank you for
it. And that we perhaps get nominated for a Best Liner Notes.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Grammy Award. I'm or at least a Golden Globe.
I'm happy. Even if I'm the one that has to go and submit it myself, I'm happy that I now can be, you know, I can have an entry in the All Music Guide on,
I know.
Online.
No.
You already have one.
I'm already in there.
The, That was Joel's singer-songwriter, you know, banjo album that most people don't know about.
Right, yeah.
It's hiding out
my
there.
My early career is as a washtub bass plucker and banjo picker.
Yep.
And nobody plays the knee cymbals like I do.
No, that's really true. Well, plus the cymbals, really, the resonance of the knee cymbals comes out when you get it in time with the bass drum that's hooked up to your ankles on your back. It's going thum, 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 thum. In any case, thank you so much to...
Rhythmic gymnasts have nothing on me as far as coordination is concerned.